It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio by Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio. Sheriff DeBasilio, you'll remember, was appointed sheriff following the death of the late Sheriff Gary Kuntz in this past November. He was reelected by voters to serve the next 4 years as well. Sheriff DeBasilio, congratulations on the reelection, and thank you for coming back on Motherlode Views.
Absolutely. Thank you, and I'm glad to be back.
You know, first off, looking ahead to the next 4 years, what would you say are your goals and priorities?
My goals are to get our staffing levels back up to where they were back in the early 2000s, and we're gaining ground on that. We've hired quite a few new deputies, more correctional officers, and we actually have, as we speak, 5 in the academy that will be graduating in August this year.
I understand you recently made some promotions. Can you tell us about those?
I did. After Sheriff Kuntz took office in 2010, the board was going to lay off more deputies than what we had anticipated. So he forwent a undersheriff's position. So we've had a vacant undersheriff's position for the past 8 years. And as we all know, that caused quite the dilemma with the passing of Sheriff Kuntz in getting a new sheriff put in that position. So I have brought in a new undersheriff, and it is Captain Jim Macedo, who has been with the department for about 25 years. So he is the new undersheriff. And then succession behind that, promoted Lieutenant Hewitt to captain and Sergeant Whiting to lieutenant, and Corporal Ken Grenier to sergeant. And one of our deputies is now a corporal, Brian Cockey.
So you're feeling pretty confident with the leadership team you have around you?
Absolutely. A great bunch of people, very knowledgeable, a lot of experience within the department and within the county. So yes, very much so.
As we sit here and talk in mid-March, the county is going to have a new budget July 1st. So how are you feeling about looking ahead to the upcoming budget talks?
I think we're doing pretty good. I've talked to the board members one-on-one, and it looks like we'll be doing a status quo budget for the sheriff's office anyhow. I think we're going to be doing good. We're working on some positions, maybe adding a couple of positions within the sheriff's office because of what we'll be talking about later on is the marijuana coming back. So we're just trying to get prepared, and the board's been very receptive. So I think we're going to be doing very well this year with our budget. I don't think we're going to be taking a hit.
Funding for positions, is it primarily just general fund money, or do you also get like grant funding from the state and federal government?
Well, there's not a whole lot of state and federal grant monies out there. I mean, we have our boat program, which is state funded. We have some DEA monies that we get. But with the increase in the TOT tax, that's going to be adding some more revenues to the sheriff's office and the other entities that receive that TOT tax. So I think that's going to be a benefit to the sheriff's office. That'll help add some positions that the money will be coming out of the general fund, but it's, we'll call it new money. It's not money that they've had in the past. So I think they won't be having to dig into any coffers to fund any of these positions.
Next thing I would like to ask you about is crime trends in Calaveras County. You know, what are you noticing right now when it comes to criminal activity?
We still have the same folks doing the same crimes. It just doesn't seem to stop. We have, you know, our burglaries and petty thefts. They've gone down a little bit. I think we're doing better because we're getting more cops out on the streets to help that. Wintertime, things tend to slow down a little bit. I talked to Dr. Clayton the other day in a meeting, and our opioid problem is subsiding a little bit, and it seems to be trending statewide at this point also. So it's not just Calaveras County.
Any idea why you're starting to see a decline in opioids?
You know what? He didn't really elaborate on what it was. He just said that it tends to be going down. I think a lot of it, and this is just my opinion, the doctors are being held more accountable for the amount of opioids that they're prescribing. So those pills aren't out there like they used to be. And I think people are a little more conscientious about it, so they're starting to lock their prescriptions up. So I think people are just more aware, so I think that's what's causing the downward turn, which is a good thing.
And is it right, you have about 50 sworn-in officers on the staff?
Yeah, I have 51 right now, and with the folks that will be graduating in August, we'll be up to about 56. That's department-wide. That's not just on patrol.
Calaveras County stretching from the high elevations of Arnold down to Valley Springs, Copperopolis. How do you manage to cover all that ground?
We actually go from Tamarack, mm-hmm. almost into Bear Valley, all the way down. That's part of getting more staffing. I've been talking with the Board of Supervisors. We have our county broke up into quarters. I'm looking at breaking it into fifths, so we actually have more coverage in more areas. You know, the outlying areas like the West Points and Arnold, not so much, but above Arnold, those don't tend to have the coverage that they should really need and deserve because we're just on the staffing. I think with this more staffing levels that we're going to have, that will allow more coverage in more areas. And we're going to be changing our shift program, so there's going to be more cops on the streets at one time than there is right now also.
Talking to Sheriff Rick DeBasilio of Calaveras County on this weekend's Motherload Views. Sheriff, next thing I do want to ask you about is marijuana enforcement. In past shows we've had you on Motherload Views, that was a big topic of conversation. You know, some changes in county rules have occurred. You know, how are things right now when it comes to enforcing illegal marijuana grows?
We're still busy. Well, there's still a lot of indoor grows going on. As we speak at this moment, my crew is out eradicating an indoor marijuana grow. So it has slowed down considerably because we obviously don't have the amount of marijuana we had with the ordinance that we had. But the illegals are still out there, so we're still busy. With the new ordinance coming back into play, we'll see how that plays out.
Do you know at this point when there could be a new ordinance? Have you heard from the supervisors?
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to get a program actually put in place, and there won't be any legal growing this growing season in 2019. But it looks like they're getting prepared for 2020 growing season.
Do you have any strong opinions on that topic?
My opinions haven't changed from before. I think marijuana is a problem child, always has been. I think that the Board of Supervisors have made a decision, and my job is to uphold their decision. And they're working very well with us, with the Sheriff's Office, to put a program in place that will work for the county.
I was going to ask, is there an open conversation with you as sheriff, being the person who's going to be enforcing different things?
Yes, they've been very receptive to the input from the sheriff's office to make sure that we have the tools and the rules that we need to keep our citizens safe. And they've been very forthcoming in working with us in that direction.
You know, a couple of years ago, kind of during the peak time when there was marijuana grows being eradicated, you know, what was the situation like back then? Was it pretty stressful situation, I'm guessing?
It was stressful in the fact that there was so much of it going on, and there was so many people calling into the tip lines and trying to get to all those tips. And, you know, when it's right next door to you, it's in your priority. But in the sheriff's office, it's not always a priority because you might call in as a neighbor and say, hey, this guy over here is growing 15 or 20 plants. Well, we're working on somewhere where there's 1,000 or 2,000 plants. So we had to take it as a priority, whether there was the size of the grow, environmental damages, and number of complaints also. So, I mean, we all know that when our world is not going the way we want it, it should be a priority. But unfortunately, the sheriff's office doesn't have that ability. We have to look at the totality of the problem and hit it at that point.
With the commercial ban currently in place in Calaveras County, have more of the illegal grows gone inside, or do you still find them outside as well?
Well, obviously, we're in wintertime right now, so we're not really seeing any mm-hmm. outdoor growing going on at this point. It's all indoor stuff. And a lot of people have left, so our clientele, we'll call them, has gone down, but there's still some out there. Again, we're at a grow right now.
I was going to say, for the growing season, the outdoor growing season, you know, when does that typically go? Is it certain months of the year?
It typically, remember the old saying 420, which was April 20th, that's supposed to be the big planting day. But with the weather we have here in California and the way things go, they'll probably start planting towards the end of this month if they're not already. It just depends on the weather.
And then is it harvested in the fall?
Typically, yeah, somewhere between September, October is the big harvest month.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with Calaveras Sheriff Rick DeBasilio is coming up in just a minute.